Okay, so make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, right? Now, we'll say, when you hear the word, go make disciples. You say, you have to look at the background. All we have at the background will be what? First of all, you have the local church, right? Right, we're discussing on the greater glory. This is the sixth session. So when you hear the word disciples, you have two words in the background, which is what? You have the local church, right? And knowledge. Because that word disciple itself is mastery, which means to raise pupils. So in the point of raising scholars, what you have in the background is your knowledge, right? So we said Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Is a knowledge-based faith. Hallelujah. That the worship of your worship of God is to the degree of your knowledge about Him. Hallelujah. Is to the degree of your knowledge about Him. Your worship of God is to the degree of your knowledge concerning Him. You cannot worship God above your knowledge concerning Him. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You can't worship God above your knowledge you have concerning Him. So that is why where one is not taught on a particular line, you don't expect him to react correctly in that line. Like when someone is not taught, when someone is not well taught as regards honor, you don't expect him to know how to honor like this how. Are you following? So that is why Jesus is teaching them. Because in the point of teaching will come to knowledge. Hallelujah. Are you following me? You come to knowledge. Glory to God. So that is the reason why we must correctly interpret scriptures at all times. At every point, we must correctly interpret scriptures. Amen. Amen. Correctly interpret scriptures. So we saw from John 1:14, and the Word became flesh. Right? The Word became flesh. John 1:14, the greater glory. The Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. So we said Christ's incarnation, we use that word and tabernacle. We say Christ's incarnation is the fulfillment of what Moses requested to see. Exodus 33, verse 18. When Moses said, show me your glory. We said what Moses was asking to see was to see what? God in man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is, show me your glory. And John now writes it and says, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us, and we beheld His glory. Which glory? The glory that Moses asked for. The glory Moses requested to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means, we said this last week, we said that means the miracles, signs, and wonders, Moses knew that they were not the glory. Hallelujah. They were not the glory of God. He knows that the cloud that overshadowed the temple, that overshadowed Mount Sinai, was not the main thing. He knew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew that that was not the glory. Hallelujah. The only point to the real glory. Hallelujah. We said the miracle signs are one that points to the real thing. They are called hypodegma. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we began looking at God's response to Moses in Exodus 33. Let's open to Exodus 33. Exodus 33. We said from God's response, we know what Moses asked for. Exodus 33. So, in looking at God's response to Moses, we said God reinstated His promise of eternal life in the resurrection. That is verse 21 into 22. That is God reinstating again the promise of eternal life in Christ. And we saw all that, right? Right? Look at verse 21. He said, and the Lord said, yea is the place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. 22. So it shall be while my glory passes. That I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hands while I pass by. We saw that last week, right? That Moses saw the back part, and we say the back part will imply Moses seeing ahead of time, right?
Moses seeing and writing of events ahead of time. And the back part doesn't mean he saw God back side. No, the back part means what he will see ahead. Right? He will see ahead and write of events that speaks of the incarnation and also the resurrection. He will write of events that speaks of the incarnation and resurrection ahead of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, just like other prophets, what will Moses write about? Moses will write about Christ's resurrection, Christ's incarnation and resurrection ahead of time. John 5:45. He says, "Do not think that I shall accuse you before the Father." He said, "There is one man, Jesus, he said, even Moses in whom you trust." He said, "If you believe Moses, you will have believed my word. Say, for you wrote concerning me." Did you see that? That is the back part. Moses will write of events ahead of time. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So, Moses wrote about Christ ahead. Look at Deuteronomy, quickly, chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, quickly. Deuteronomy 18. Hallelujah. Verse 15. It says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet." This is Moses writing. He said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear." You know, when you hear something, you know that God will raise up a prophet like me from your midst. Well, whose prophet was he talking about? Peter will explain this in Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Let's look at Acts of Apostles chapter 3 quickly. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Let's see how Peter will explain it. In Acts 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22, "And Moses truly said to the fathers," Moses truly said to the fathers, said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him shall you hear in all things, whatever he says to you." Is it the same thing? Now what is that response? "And it shall be that every soul who will hear that prophet shall be," "every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from amongst the people. And yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are the sons of the prophet and of the covenant which God made to our father, saying in Abraham, saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So you thought God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from the iniquities." So, what Peter makes us see is that that prophet Moses was referring to is who? Referring to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, some people get to this point where some people get into arguments with the Islamic people, and they say, "Jesus is not the son of God, the prophet." They will not show you Acts 3. Now people say, but Jesus is the prophet. He is. Hallelujah. He's the prophet's son. Glory to God. Amen. Don't get carried away. He's a son. He's a prophet. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So, Moses, just like all the prophets, will write about Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Will write about Christ. So, Jesus in the four Gospels also made commentary of the same. He made commentary of the same that the prophet spoke concerning him. You find that in Luke chapter 10, verse 23 to 24, Matthew 13, 16. I want to get that out. You get to read it. Luke 24, 25, 27, 44 to 45. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, what were we? So Jesus also made commentaries concerning what the prophet said concerning him. This implies that what Moses and the prophet in the scriptures sorted out to see was what the disciples saw.
Are you following me?
What they wanted to see was what the disciples saw. The disciples said, I would beheld his glory.
Are you hearing me?
Amen. And we beheld his glory. The disciples saw the fulfillment that God has appeared in human form.
Are you seeing that?
God has appeared in human form, his death and his resurrection. Hallelujah. 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 Remember, I told us something last week. I said, as regards the incarnation, that it is the only the disciples or the apostles that have such experience.
You didn't behold any glory.
You didn't. So when John writes and says, I will behold his glory,
you will behold that glory. What's writing about the incarnation?
Hallelujah.
It was the incarnation that he beheld his glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means they saw him physically. They saw him physically. John will say that again in 1 John. Quickly, let's rush to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Verses 5. And then this is the message which you have from him. And declare to you that God is light. And in him there's no darkness at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? Sorry. I don't. Let's look at verse 1. Sorry. He said, that which was from the beginning. He said, that which was from the beginning. That would be what? John 1:1. That would be Genesis 1:1. Right? That which was from the beginning. Which we have heard. Which we've seen with our eyes. Which we've looked upon. Which our hands have handled concerning the word of life. And this life was manifested. And we've seen and bear witness. And declared to you that entire life. Which was from the Father. And has been manifested to us.
Did you see that?
He said they've seen him. They've beheld, they've handled him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So they had that experience. In 2 Peter 1:16, Peter will write about it and you say that excellent glory. And what he was talking about was the event in Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So there will be eyewitness account of God in flesh. Or everybody of God in man. They are eyewitness to what God became a man. God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Jesus' humanity. They were eyewitness. Hallelujah. This is why when they were to replace Judas, they said they needed someone, one of the qualifications is one who has been with them from John's baptism till the resurrection, to bear witness of what?
The resurrection. Did you see that? Acts 1 verse 16.
Acts 1 verse 21 to 22.
Right.
Acts 1 verse 21 to 22. One that has been with them from John's baptism down to when he was taken away from their presence.
Hallelujah.
By to the resurrection. To do what? To bear witness of the resurrection. Did you see that?
Hallelujah.
So the eyewitness is very important. Hallelujah. We need to delve into that from this weekend. We'll have a teaching meeting this weekend. Longer than one we have. Hallelujah. This Saturday. Hallelujah. So we're going to round up Pneumaticus. I promise us, right?
We didn't complete Pneumaticus. We got home, so we complete it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll complete it this weekend. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. So there will be eyewitness. And the one that will replace Judas will be one who has seen with them on the same eyewitness account.
Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He said, you shall be witnesses to me, or you shall be witness of me. From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth, they will be called. Who was he referring to? He was referring to the apostles. Hallelujah. So you shall receive power that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, referring to Acts 2 experience, right? You shall be witnesses unto me. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. So they were the first, actually, they were the first receivers, right? They are his witness of his resurrection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's get back to John 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt. Right? Is that the word dwelt in your Bible of tabernacle? He loved it too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And dwelt. And tabernacle. That word dwelt is the word tabernacle from the Greek translation. Hallelujah. That is the word tabernacle. And when it says, and dwelt among us, that was tabernacle, your mind should be casted back to where? To Moses. Moses tabernacle. Are you hearing me? Moses tabernacle. Moses tabernacle has come back, or has been fulfilled. Not has come back, rather. Has been fulfilled. Hallelujah. So that tells you that Moses tabernacle was speaking about God's descent into the human body. Are you hearing me? Moses tabernacle. So when I go back to Moses, to Exodus, are you following the way we are teaching? Right? When I get back to Exodus and I see Moses make a tabernacle, why did Moses build the tabernacle? To show that God will be in man. Remember, look at where we've been coming from. Heaven and earth, right? Right? Heaven and earth to be God and man. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God and man. In fact, that word, we'll get to see as we get closer to our GPL. You describe that word, let us make, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's actually, in the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heavens in the earth. It shows that union. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That union between God and man. Glory to God. That union between God and man. So, verse 2 ran both and said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This day, and the heavens and the earth. He said, the earth. That is the earth without the heaven. What is Moses explaining? Moses is explaining right from Genesis 1:1, God's plan of one salvation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God's plan of redemption. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, in explaining that, they didn't still understand. What did he now do? He now built for them a tabernacle. To point to what he's talking about, God will be in man. So in that tabernacle, they will not have the inner, they will not have the holiest of all, and they will have where the outer part and then the holiest of all. Now, why that? Is to show you, now, why do you have that? It's just to show you that this is a building. We have the outer part. The outer part is where everybody is. We now point inside and say that is the holiest of all. So what has Moses tried to show them? That inside this building we have man and God. I believe. So Moses never had to show you the union of man. That God and man will be united. Are you following that? Then now, John 1 came in John 1 and I said, and in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and God is the Word. Right? He showed that the Word is God. He now gets to verse 14. Now, he goes down and says that Word will now became the message in the mouth of the prophet. Right? He now gets to verse 14. He now says, and the Word became flesh. Who is the Word? When he tells that the Word became flesh, what does he want you to see? He has shown me that the Word is God. So he tells you that God became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. Are you following me? So what does that mean? It means God has taken on flesh. God is now a man. You understand me? So he now makes you see that bringing Moses the banner and dwelt amongst us.
Hallelujah.
So you see that Moses tabernacle is the unity of God and man, and it has happened in the incarnation.
Hallelujah.
Are you following that? Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So what Moses thought and what the prophet thought is that God will be in man.
Hallelujah.
God will be seen in man. God will be seen in man. God will be found in man. God will dwell in man.
Hallelujah.
And it will be seen in the incarnation, right? And also in the resurrection. We're getting there.
Hallelujah.
Well, we've seen those two parts. When we look at what penim, right? Right? Firstborn. Firstborn will have to do with the incarnation and the resurrection, right?
Hallelujah. We've seen that. We'll get to look at it shortly.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So God will be seeing tabernacle in man, the man in Christ, which is the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, that is, Moses will write about the glory as seen in the incarnation and as seen in the resurrection. Did we say that last week? Did we say that last week? Who said it? Last week, yeah, that was last week Saturday. Who said it? That when you use that word penim, right? You shall no longer, you shall not yet see my face. We told you the two, how that word did we use, right? The two categories. One will be used for the incarnation. I mean, incarnation, that word penim is used for incarnation and resurrection, which in the Greek is translated what? Firstborn. So firstborn will have to do with both the incarnation and then the what? Resurrection, right? Right? Did we see that?
We did see that. Glory to God. So, if you miss those sessions, make sure you get the tape when it comes out this week. Hey, wow. Download it.
Amen. Amen. So, it will be seen. So, Moses will write about the glory in the incarnation and in the resurrection. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let's see something. Let's see what Moses wrote about.
Deuteronomy 30.
Deuteronomy chapter 30. On verse 11.
Okay.
Sorry for that. Hallelujah. So, Deuteronomy 30 verse 11. It says, for this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. Did you see that? Are you following me? It says, this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven where we look at Paul's explanation, it is God that is not, it is not in heaven. It is actually he is not in heaven. That you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us to bring it to us? That we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea and to bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Say the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. 15. I set before you today life and good, death and evil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you see that? What is Moses writing concerning? Look at Romans chapter 10 quickly. Romans 10. Paul explains that to us in Romans 10. Romans chapter 10. Are you in Romans 10? That is fine. I'm a bit fast, I know. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. Righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Righteousness by faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who we are sent into heaven, that this will bring Christ down from above. Do you see that? He's explaining Moses now. And who is descending to abyss, that is to bring that, I mean to bring him from the dead. For he says, but what does he say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word which we preach. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For if the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth salvation, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is Paul explaining what Moses wrote about. Paul makes us see that what Moses is writing about when he says, who shall go up for us to heaven to bring it down? It refers to the incarnation. That's what Paul is writing. Hallelujah. He refers to the incarnation of God in man. Hallelujah. It's a name. Hallelujah. That when he says, who shall go over the sea, that is to bring him up, or to bring him up from the dead, shall go over the sea, to bring him up from the dead, he starts speaking about the resurrection.
Hallelujah. That means Moses is writing here about the fact of the gospel, the incarnation and the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's writing about the fact of the gospel, the proclamation of our faith. Hallelujah. So when he gets to that verse 15, and he says, I said before you, listen, I want you to see how Paul will explain that to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when he says, I said before you life and good. When he says, I said before you life and good. What does it mean, death and evil? It means,
and what Paul has said, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Did you see that? Hallelujah. 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 So, what he says there is, when he says, I said before life and good, death and evil, he's talking about,
an affirmation of our faith and a rejection of it. So when he goes there, look at verse 14, he says the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. Right? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. So when he now goes on and says, I said before you life and good, death and evil, is an affirmation of this life. Hallelujah. An affirmation of it
is life and good, which is believing in the gospel. Hallelujah. In the resurrection. Hallelujah. And the rejection of it is death and evil. Are you following me? That's what Moses writes to them. Glory to God.
That's what Moses writes to them. Glory to God. So therefore, Moses tabernacle and what he sought to see in Exodus 33 is what? Is God's union with man in Christ. Hallelujah. And that union can be explained first as the word as Christ's humanity. Hallelujah. Again in the believers, that is in the resurrection. Are you following that? That union Moses sought to see was to see where in the humanity of Christ and therefore in the believers by the resurrection. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. As we get to GPL, this truth will still be will expound on it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, when it talks about in the resurrection, that is what we talk about. The Spirit of God in the believer. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God in the believer. The Spirit of God in the believer. Ezekiel will write about this truth also. Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:22. Are you in Ezekiel 36? I read from verse 24 to 26. It says, for I will seek you from among the nation, gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land, and I will sprinkle you clean, and I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you.
Oh my God. I just remember something funny I did. Yeah, come on, Mr. Lord, and I said, I'll sprinkle pure water on you.
You know what I did then?
You see, it's pure water, and you have it. So when I have pure water, I shall be clean.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just simple sense, I've told you before, pure water was ice water. Did you know what ice water is? Glory to God.
Do you know what ice water? Have you heard of ice water?
You know ice water? Hallelujah. You know ice water? What is ice water? Define it. Huh? When you're in school, define ice water.
Some people are there, they don't know ice school.
Huh?
Okay, what are they in school? You know God then. You know ice water. If you know it.
Hallelujah. You're in the God. Let's continue. Clear water and you shall be. Forget ice water or pure water. I will persuade the servant, I will put my spirit within you. Do you see? Even the prophet was about this truth. Hallelujah. I will put my spirit within you and cause it to walk in my statutes, and you keep my judgment and do them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what this Ezekiel writing about? The spirit will dwell in man. Hallelujah. 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 Moses said the same thing too in Exodus chapter 29, I guess verse 25. You see there?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see how Jesus talks this truth of the Spirit dwelling in man.
Hallelujah. In the four gospels. And also let's see how the apostles too explain it. John 7:37. Are you with me? Glory to God. John 7:37, are you there? On the last day, the great day of the feast.
What is it? Jesus only had one Passover in his life. The great day of the feast. Really, he was there on the day of the feast. He didn't eat. He ate.
There we go. And the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone tests, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart. Hallelujah. When he says, as the scripture has said, where is he quoting from?
Moses. Hallelujah. Are you following that?
As the scripture has said, Moses. The out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Now, if you look at this, glory to God. You know how, you see, your revelation, your vision to the degree of your knowledge. Write it down. Your vision is to the degree of your knowledge. Remember that? We began to see visions of our very being deep and what has come in and going, no! You don't have to have your belly! God give you God! Are you following that? What Jesus have just said, this is what will come out of the resurrection. Are you following me? Will come out of the resurrection.
So in the resurrection, you don't need to read the next part of sleep, but at night, for he spoke concerning the spirits, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Are you seeing that? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was the praise of the giving. I didn't mention that was given in the hands of Jesus. I have to ask.
prayer. Who is in your prayer? Because this belly has feet on it. It's not the belly of what? It's the belly of the Holy Spirit. Oh God.
No, go ahead. Jesus spoke about that. Don't you but speak quiet. Don't speak. So, quickly, let me share what I have in my notes. He said, for me, he thought from the resurrection. I mean, he thought the resurrection as the giving of the Spirit to believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there, in John 3:3, he has said to be born again to be born of the Spirit. John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Because what God has said, after I have to know before I give you, I don't have to go into the world. But before the second time, Jesus has said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he tells him that when he is born again, he is born of the Spirit. But if I said, a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I said, he must be born again. And if you have a faith, then the wind blows and it is a very standard of the Christian of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the one again is the one of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that Spirit is called Tanaka, verse 16. But also of the word, he gives them the answer that whoever has the information of the Lord is Tanaka. So that one of the Spirit called Tanaka. Are you following me? Are you following me? Grow with the God. In John 4, he calls it verse 14. He says, whatever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never taste, but the water I shall give him will become in him a fountain of life, springing up unto what? Eternal life. So he calls this eternal life. Hallelujah. In John 14, from verse 16 to 23, he says, from verse 16, John 14 to 16. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Is it even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not better for him? What? See? But you know you. Hallelujah. For he dwells with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. 19. In a little while longer, the world will see me no more, for you will see me because I live, you live also. Hallelujah. And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So he taught the reality of the resurrection as the indwelling of the Spirit. That's what Jesus taught. Hallelujah. And what did he say? He called himself that, or let me not use that word. Let me use what I have in my notes. Which he called himself in the resurrection, verse 18. Then I will come to you. Meaning the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit in the resurrection. I mean, the Holy Ghost is Christ in the resurrection. That is the union of the Father and the Son. Glory to God. In the believer. Amen. Let's see Paul. Paul, Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. Are you following me? Romans 8. Verses 9. I'll talk of verse 7. From verse 6. Hallelujah. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. For then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You see that? Those who are in the flesh. Now he now quickly tells you who you are. Verses 9. Now say, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Hallelujah. If indeed, okay, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed, that word if is not. Hallelujah, it's actually a statement of what? Of fact. Hallelujah. Because indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following Paul? Verse 10. And if Christ is in you, say the body is dead because of sin. When it when it says the body, when it talks about the body here, it's not talking about, you have to read what it means about, what it talks about the body. What has it been discussing about the body? You have to go back to chapter 6. Hallelujah. So when it talks about the body is dead because of sin, it's meant to what? The body of sin. Hallelujah. Are you following me? It's meant to the body of sin. Say, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Are you following me? Hallelujah. The body of sin is dead. Now verse 11 says, and if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Hallelujah. 14, as many as are led by the spirit of God are the sons of God. Hallelujah. You know the word as many as are led by the Spirit of God. That is the word as many as are brought forth, are go, to be brought forth, to be given birth to. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. Follow me, follow this, follow me. Some people are shouting, don't leave me. I say, follow me. Follow me. Glory to God. Galatians 3, 3. Are you foolish? Whoa, what a bad way to start. Are you not foolish? Have you begun in the spirit? You have not been made perfect in the flesh. We need to be born again is to begin in the spirit. Verse 4. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Therefore, he who supplies you the spirit, he who supplies the spirit to you, and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you following that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. You also find such truth again in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. 6. I mean 1 Corinthians 3, 16. 1 Corinthians 6, 17 to 20. 2 Corinthians 13, 14. In 1 John 3 verse 24. In 1 John 3 24. Are you following me? Or am I too fast? Eh? 1 John 3 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by his spirit whom he has given us. Did you see that? By his spirit whom he has given us. So God abides in us by the spirit. Hallelujah. So the spirit is in us. Chapter 4 verse 13. It says, by this you know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit. So the Holy Ghost is the proof of our dwelling in God and God in us. Are you following me? The proof of our dwelling in God and God in us. So therefore, we can say, what Moses sought to see as the glory of God is God in man. Hallelujah. Look at this. What Moses sought to see as the glory of God is God in man. And God in man will be what? God in Christ. Or in Christ and in the believer. God in man. And will be seen in Christ and will be seen in the believer. Are you following that? Are you following that? We believe in Christ in his humanity, in Jesus' humanity, and in the believer. Hallelujah. Now, how would I have to talk like this? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7 to 8. Second Corinthians 3, are you there? Verse 7 to 8. That is, look at this. I want you to follow how Paul brings this truth out. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. I want you to look at that. Which glory was passing away? How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Verse 9. He says, For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceed much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So look at how he puts it. For even what was passing away was glorious, that what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil, right, over his face, so that the children of Israel could not lose step at the end of what was passing away. Glory to God. Let's look at something quickly. So Paul brings in the miracle signs and wonders in verse 17 to 8. The cloud, the pillar they saw in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament books, right? As what? What were they? What were they? What were they? We thought that they were signs, they were symbols. Are you following that? They were signs that point to the real glory. Hallelujah. So, he calls it what was passing away. You see that? He calls it what was passing away. That is, this is not the real thing. Are you following that? It's not the real thing. It was passing away. And then he calls the ministration of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Which will be what? The indwelling of the Spirit. That will be the ministration of the Spirit. How? Look at chapter 1. He has mentioned something regarding this in chapter 1, verse 22 of that same 2 Corinthians. Look at 1:22. What is it? He has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. You see that? Are you following that? So he has shown you the ministration of the Spirit will be where? In our heart. Hallelujah. So when he goes to chapter 3, I mentioned the ministration of the Spirit. He needs you to see what he has spoken about the Spirit. Where? Is in our heart. Are you following that? Hallelujah. So he calls it the indwelling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. Then, for even what was passing away was glorious, that which remains is much more glorious. Hallelujah. Now, he calls the indwelling that which remains forever. And he calls it, that is what excels. Are you following that? He calls the indwelling that which remains forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. He said that the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, quickly, he shows us that the Spirit of God is the liberty from what? Liberty from what? Liberty from the symbol. The Spirit of God is the liberty from what what was a symbol then. Are you following that? Are you following that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then look at verse 18. Is it? But we all with our faith, appearing as the mirror of the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Not as at the seed of glory. And we're here from glory to glory. You know, we are moving from glory to glory. Glory to glory. You know, coming with glory today, I'm going there to go. No! You have to read in context. It's not saying you are going from glory to glory. Are you telling me? He just mentions 2 kinds of glory to you just now. Right? Are you following me? Alright, let's read it together. So you see, just by reading it together, I don't need to even talk. You know what he's talking about. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Okay, let's start. Verse 14, together. I will read it for you, don't worry. Let me understand. But their minds were blinded. Okay, verse 13, that's where we stop. All right, Moses, who put their veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not look separately at the end of that which was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For unto this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Did you see that? Hallelujah. 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 Remember, he called, okay, let's just go ahead so that I don't distract what I'm reading here. Verses 15. But to this day, right, when Moses is read, is there life on their hearts? But that's when it's taken away in Christ, right? Right? Let's move ahead. Verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Did you see that? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is not liberty to misbehave. No. Liberty from where? What he's talking about. Right? 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 Okay. From that which was passing away. And that will be liberty from what? That will be passing away. Now let me fix it for you. Liberty will not be passing away. Will that be in the new birth? When a man turns to the Lord, what happens? The veil is taken away. Right? Will that be the new birth? Eh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will that be the new birth? So in the new birth, we receive the Spirit. Right? Right? And that would be liberty from that which is passing away. Right? Right? Oh no, no, no. We're cheating the man because there's things and these are all the things we are going to look at next week. So just follow me. Amen. Amen. So I take it on the matter because immediately where this ends. Glory to God. Okay. Quickly. Now, he now says, what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty for what was fading away. Do you understand me? Verses 18. But we all with unveiled face. That unveiled face, will that be, listen, will that be in the new verse now? Right? The veil is taken away in the reading of the law. Right? I mean, the veil is taken away when a man turns to Christ. Right? Right? Now, listen. Now, we all with on very face. Is that the reality of the man of Christ? Okay.
Beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, so we are transformed to the same image. Like all of that happened to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said we are transformed into that image from glory to glory.
Now, is he saying we are being transformed or we are transformed? Eh? Is it something that is happening or something that has happened? Are you following that? Glory to God. So the glory to glory is not something that will keep happening, but something that has happened. Are you following that? Amen. Hallelujah.
So the glory to glory is what has happened to the man in Christ. It's not something that is not a reoccurring circumstance for the believer.
So you know what? Today I'm going to another level of glory. I've moved from a lower to a higher. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From glory to glory. It's taking me higher.
Woo!
No. You sing that song with Revelation. I'm so sorry. You are recording. I'm so sorry.
Hallelujah. You sing Revelation. I love to
sing that very well. I love this song. That song I love. I sing it with Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has taken me higher. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
From glory to glory, he has taken me.
That's what has happened to me in the past. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Let's go back to Moses.
Let's read.
As we round up,
let's read something that Moses said that is very important. Back to Moses. So, we have seen that we are the glory of God. Are you following me?
Because of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, we carry the glory. We are His glory. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Yeah?
Not pray. Change later. You're drinking cold water. Can't see your name from the book of life.
I don't do it yet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So,
to explain I'm not seeing glory for God. Hallelujah.
I'm the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 Amen. I carry God's glory. Amen. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's also open to you.
Okay, back to Moses.
So, you have to move.
Book of Moses. Sorry, I want to get something open up for you here. Chapter 21.
Okay, Numbers 14:21.
I wanted to see.
Okay, Numbers 14:21. Now look at what it says. I want you to see this. Look at what Moses writes, so that you begin to understand Moses wrote about. I mentioned it in
chapter 1, 2, and 3. Well, it's coming back again. Look at verses. I'll leave it from verse 19.
It says, "Pardon iniquity of the people, I pray." Did you remember now when we discussed visiting?